With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to our continued coverage of E3 2017. This episode we're going to be talking about the recently just finished Ubisoft conference. I'm hosting this time around and I'm Andrew Brooker, and joining me is what sounds like a very happy John Miller. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm not entirely sure if I'm completely delirious from the lack of sleep or if the Ubisoft show was actually that good.
Yeah, fair enough. It could be either, I suppose. The Ubisoft show was very good, though. I was really impressed with it.
Flicking through the tweets, and you know what? I think they've absolutely nailed it. I can't see a single negative thing. Even Far Cry hasn't picked up the same traction that it did when they first announced it.
No, well, the Far Cry thing was bizarre. People got shitty about it almost straight away, but I think the thing with E3 is most of the people that get shitty about things like that probably weren't watching it, so we'll get to see that, you know, in the morning, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Should we jump straight in and start pulling this thing apart?
Yeah, let's do that. What the thing that we're actually supposed to be doing in the first place, so.
Yeah. So let's start off with the fact there's no Aisha Tyler this year.
No,
sacked Aisha Tyler off.
No Girlwood.
I know, that's very sad.
Yeah.
Because I like Aisha Tyler. I don't mind Eve. He seems to, you know, he knows his shit, but he just hasn't got the personality that she has.
Or the stunning good looks.
Well, no, this is true. But I think they wanted to keep a slightly tighter show this year. So, you know, it was only just over an hour long. So, no, you know, dicking around with her trying to force memes out of audience members.
Yeah.
But they didn't mess around. They got right into it and showed off. Well, if it wasn't for Assassin's Creed leaking a couple of weeks ago, this would have been one of Ubisoft's worst kept secrets, and it's Rabbids and Mario Kingdom Battle.
Yes.
Which looks awesome.
Looks hilarious. And you say worst kept secret, but it's the first I've seen about it.
Really?
Yeah. Straight up. I'd not seen anything to do with Rabbids and Mario.
I
kind of expected Rabbids to go onto Switch because their first iteration was on the Wii,
yeah.
I believe. Rayman Raving Rabbids, which I owned. And it's the first time I discovered Rabbids, and it's when I fell in love with Rabbids, and since then, they've been nothing but fucking amazing.
Maybe it's just weird little corners of internet and things that I hang around in. But yeah, no, this has been rumoured for quite a while, but I thought it was very cool they dragged good old Miyamoto onto the stage with his silly little hand cannon.
Yeah.
And talked about Mario Rabbids Kingdom Battle, which is going to be... It's going to have turn-based combat. It's basically Mario XCOM.
Yes.
Mario and Rabbids XCOM.
Which can only really be a good thing.
The gameplay did look amazing. I have to admit, the gameplay looked like a shitload of fun. And I think I would spend money on a Switch to play that.
It's certainly on the list of games that the Switch now will have that makes it almost worth buying.
Yeah.
One or two more games, and the Switch is definitely a console that needs to be put into my living room.
Fair enough. And also, you know, me being me, they sold me on having a trailer with Airborne playing over it as well.
That they did.
Even better is the song that Airborne wrote in dedication to Lemmy. So, yeah, I'm sold. But yeah, like the beginning of this show, it done all right as well. Because a lot of the stuff they were showing, like, comes out this year, or at least this financial year.
yeah.
for Ubi. So, I mean, so Rabbids comes out August 29th.
Which, yep.
I wonder if I can wangle a Switch for my birthday. There's a thought I didn't have while the wife was awake.
If only you didn't just buy a car, you could probably afford to buy a Switch.
And let's be fair about this. If only I didn't just buy a car and commit 400 quid to Fright Fest tickets and 500 quid to hotels for EGX. And
500 quid to buy an Xbox One X.
Exactly.
In the future.
So a Switch
and
might
a 4K TV for another 600, 700.
Yeah. So yeah, the
two Switch, of which, rather.
The Switch will definitely wait for now, I think. But moving on, we got to more Assassin's Creed. So we don't need to spend an awful lot of time on this. But I get the impression that this was actually... Well, Assassin's Creed Origins is being made by the team that made Black Flag.
Yeah, the way that they romanticized about the rest of the Assassin's Creed games, but then kept Black Flag out of it, only to then just go full...
Yeah.
Well, full high school crush mode.
Yeah. Didn't get much in the way of gameplay, and just, you know, another trailer. Nothing... You know, they didn't show anything that we didn't really already know. I quite like that they're kind of going a little bit Tom Clancy with it.
Yeah.
And you get to use your Eagle Pal as a drone so you can fly around and tag people.
Yeah, the remote-controlled bird really just... It seems a little out of place. But I'm assuming it's a mechanic that you'll just get used to having, and will probably not make an appearance outside of this one.
No, probably not. And I mean, I would say it's a mechanic that anyone that's played a Tom Clancy game is probably already used to, because it literally is. It's like grabbing a drone in Splinter Cell or Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
And flying around and...
The little UAV thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to upgrade it so you can see, you know, as you fly a little bit further away and all that kind of shit, I'm sure...
Upgrade yeah, your bird.
Absolutely.
Slightly longer wings.
Yeah.
But bigger beak.
Didn't get to see an awful lot more. They promised more gameplay stuff after the event, so that's going on now while we record, but...
Yeah.
I might go back and watch some after we're done recording, because we've got a few hours.
Yeah. It's a half an hour demo, I think I heard them say before we moved on to this.
Yeah. So, hopefully, you know, it'll be around somewhere for me to watch. Couple more big ones that we knew were coming. So The Crew 2.
Yep.
I don't know either. Did you play The Crew 1?
I played The Crew 1's demo, I think.
Okay.
Or no, it was free at one point early in its life cycle.
Okay.
For something. I can't remember what it was.
Just random free weekend.
Yeah. Okay. And I played it for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Before realizing I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, I picked up The Crew as a complete edition after, I think it was called Wild Run?
Yeah.
The big expansion for it.
Yeah.
And the big expansion for it was the fun part of that game. So the actual The Crew bit was a bit crap, but the Wild Run where you were, you know, doing Gymkhana in monster trucks and that kind of shit,
yeah,
that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And it kind of looks like they've taken that premise and made that The Crew 2. So they've made it into a big event-based thing instead of trying to drive across country and be a gangster, which was horrendously shit.
Yeah, they kind of jumped onto the Fast and Furious bandwagon for The Crew 1.
Yeah.
Where making it a big, you know, heist video game in cars, almost. Yeah. For The Crew 2 to be basically Steep, but with motorsport.
Yeah.
And you're not stuck on a mountain, but you've got a big... It looked like a lot of different areas of America.
Yes.
It was just... It looked like they just grabbed hold of big, iconic parts of America and just made one big map for them. So you've got New York, San Francisco, and I think I saw Seattle.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, some big area, big iconic places in America, and we've got boats, planes, no trains though.
No, not yet anyway. Not until the next expansion.
No.
But
train racing would be cool.
Oh, excuse me. But I thought it looked all right, actually. I didn't... The crew was only okay. I would do the same with the crew too, unless it came out to, you know, perfect 10 out of 10 reviews. I would probably wait for it to drop down to 15 quid for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it goes on, you know, then I'll pick it up. But yeah, it didn't look shit. Just looks like more of the same. They threw a couple of quick trailers at us after that. So we had South Park, The Fractured But Whole, which didn't really show more of much. It was just more South Park. And it gave us a release date of the 17th of October.
Yeah.
I believe. A day one buy for me, I have to admit, I really, really liked Stick of Truth.
Yeah, I probably won't touch it, but I'm not South Park's audience in the slightest.
Here's the thing, and this is what really gets me. South Park is... If I say I don't like South Park, that's unfair, because I regularly watch random episodes of South Park that happen to be on Comedy Central when I stop watching a film, and I laugh my ass off at it. But I don't go out of my way to watch South Park. About 18 months ago, was sat at work, and one of the guys I was working with was talking about how he decided to go back and play through Stick of Truth, and how it was really funny, and how he, you know, he was telling me some bits about it. I was like, I really should play it. And then it went on to backwards compatibility on the Xbox, and I think I bought it for a fiver, and played through it, I think, in like 3 days, with three sittings. I just couldn't turn it off. It really, really is funny. If you haven't played The Stick of Truth, you really should give it a bash. It is really, really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I had to pause it to stop laughing. Kind of funny.
Yeah, I'll probably give The Fractured But Whole in a go if it goes stupid cheap, or Games with Gold or something or other.
Yeah.
But I know that Lee's probably going to be a big fan of it. I think he pre-ordered it. I think I remember him saying.
Fair enough.
Back before it was briefly cancelled or whatever it was.
Well, it got delayed twice, I think.
Yeah.
We had a VR game starring Elijah Wood.
That seemed weird. Like, really weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a VR game that looks a bit weird. Looks like fun. Don't know enough about it to really make a judgment, because it showed me nothing. It done the Last House on the Left thing, was just keep repeating to yourself it's only a movie. Just remember it's just a game, it can't hurt you. That type of marketing doesn't really sit well with me. I don't like it, but it looks interesting. I need some more information. But then we got onto one I'm almost certain got you panting like a dog. And that is Skull and Bones.
Yes. Now, I am, self-professed massive pirate fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing Skull and Bones first shown off, being a big time, really dark and mysterious pirate game, I was looking like that this was going to be fucking amazing. And to be fair, I wasn't disappointed. It did look fucking awesome. I don't think much of the name of the game, though. And the audio that was clearly stolen from Black Flag, the singing blokes on the ship.
Yeah, the shanties.
The sea shanties. I wonder if you have to go collect those.
Where would you collect them from?
Other boats. You pick up crew members off of other ships, and they know a song that's different to your songs. And that's actually the goal of the game, is to collect all of the songs by stealing other members of other pirates.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know.
I mean, I Skull and Bones is a... What else would you call a pirate game?
Sea of Thieves?
But we already have Sea of Thieves.
I don't know.
The narrator in that trailer left a lot to be desired. Like, he could learn a thing or two from the guy that narrated Sea of Thieves last night.
Funny you should say that. I actually tweeted that during the conference.
I thought he could... I thought I slipped into a coma for a second and thought I was watching an Attenborough narrated nature documentary.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking. I was like, what the fuck's going on? I was like, I'm watching something about video games. I don't want to be talked at by a bloke who's trying to make it seem like he's trying to teach me something. Educational pirate games.
Yeah. But it looks awesome. Like, the second ship you see, which is all covered in skulls and things, just looked awesome and kind of appealed to my emo self. So I really want to play as that ship. I don't want to do anything else. I just want that ship.
You want a tattoo of that ship to go with your Darksiders one?
Maybe.
To go with your Ezio one.
I don't have an Assassin's Creed tattoo.
Not yet.
I have come very close. A lot.
Should have Michael Fassbender as an assassin tattooed on your face.
That's not a bad idea. But no, I thought it looked alright. Clearly all based on Black Flag's naval combat. Looks like it's using the same engine as Black Flag as well. It's got the aiming mechanics, and that it all looks exactly the same. But, you know, as I saw someone on the stream afterwards say, you know, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Suppose. The ship-to-ship combat did seem quite entertaining, though.
Yeah. Could be. I mean, it does have the potential to get really bad when someone turns up in a horrendously OP ship and just annihilates everyone.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll balance that out. They've got more than a year to figure it out, because they said it comes out full 2018.
Yeah.
So
I imagine there'll be, like, pirate clans, and it'll be a... There'll be big, possibly even big scale clan battles, maybe. So that could be entertaining, you know. To have, although I think he just said 5-on-5, so maybe we won't get huge scale stuff because probably can't handle it.
Well, 5-on-5—that's 10, massive pirate ships on screen.
Yeah.
Or potentially 10 massive pirate ships on screen. That could take a fair amount of processing power.
Yeah. But it's better with the cloud.
The power of the cloud. I haven't done that yet this E3. Now I have.
Yep, there we go.
I meant to do it yesterday, but I was too tired.
You're too tired, and they didn't mention the cloud in any way.
No, but I wanted to do it for Crackdown. And I even said the words power of the cloud, and I was just too tired to adjust it and go, the power of the cloud. So now I've done it twice now, in fact.
There we go. Now everyone's happy.
Talking about everybody being happy, it just wouldn't be a Ubisoft E3 press conference without fucking Just Dance and someone coming on stage who I've got no idea who they are, singing a song that I do not know.
Yeah.
Suddenly feeling much, much older than I actually am.
I can't even remember what the chick's name was. Bebe something?
Babe, Bebe, Beeb, I don't know. She looked about 14 and... That was it. I blanked out and I had a mini stroke.
Yeah, I think I stopped paying attention at that point. And I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, and I think I might have actually missed something after that. Was there another South Park game?
There was, yeah. After Just Dance and a weird dancing panda. Well, a dude in a panda suit that looked like he'd fallen in a puddle on the way in, because it just looked like it was really wet.
Okay.
There was just something about it. It looked like he'd just come fresh from a Furby convention. He was just covered in jizz, and now he's on a stage for Ubisoft dancing.
That.
But, yeah. And then they announced a mobile phone game for South Park called Phone Destroyer.
Yeah.
Which just said 2017. And, dude, I was so hoping, when we all realised what it was, I kind of went, this needs to be the thing where they go, and it's available now! Because I'd be like, yeah, John, just wait half hour, I'm just going to have a quick game of this first. We'll podcast in a bit, I want to play South Park Phone Destroyer, but no.
You could have played it at the same time as recording.
I could have done. As we're recording, I'm telling Jack to go fuck himself, because he doesn't like Aisha Tyler.
Yeah, Jack can go fuck himself. Aisha Tyler is a queen.
So yeah, multitasking.
Yeah, fuck you, Jack.
But yeah, South Park was fun. Then we got... I wasn't sure... I think I kind of got up to go get another bottle of drink while this was on, but we had Starlink Battle for Atlas.
Wow, I must have missed two games then.
Which is a weird space combat thing.
Oh, was, no, wait. That's the... that was on the Wii, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wii, no, the...
Switch.
Switch, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing a bloke building... it looked like a Lego model of a ship and attaching it to a Wii... a Switch control Joy-Con.
But it looks... I don't know. I have no opinion on it whatsoever.
I don't imagine getting playing it on the Switch that I probably won't ever get.
No. No. But that's, again, it's another full 2018 game, so we can expect to see much more of that E3 next year before they delay it.
Maybe Ubisoft like the Switch because of how much they can charge for the games, and no one will bat an eye because they're cartridges.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. What else did we have? Oh, we had a Steep expansion.
Yes, the Winter Olympics.
I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, it's saying that you weren't expecting it. It kind of seems like an obvious thing to do.
Well, you say that. I thought Steep died on its ass. I genuinely thought Steep died on its ass. I don't know anybody that played it outside of the free weekend it had, apart from me and a few people that beta tested it before it came out. I genuinely don't know anybody that's spent money on that game.
No, you're probably right.
So for us to get an expansion for it, I did not see that coming. But
there must be people playing it somewhere.
Well, there must be. But saying that, I mentioned it earlier, the Wild Run expansion for the Crew, which changed the game completely. That actually looks like that's what they're doing with Steep.
Yeah, turning it into an actual
they're giving
race.
You some direction in what you do.
Well, that's what the game was certainly lacking in the first place, was direction, because I got bored of the fact that I ended up having to climb mountains for myself just so I could snowboard down them before realising that there wasn't actually anything for me to do while I was there.
Yep.
So maybe adding in the downhill skiing events, ski jumping, the snowboard events, maybe.
Yeah.
What other Winter Olympic sports are there that involve mountains?
At one point it said halfpipe. No, it's been a while since I've watched the Winter Olympics. I don't remember there ever being a halfpipe. But
I thought a halfpipe was like an X Games thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe they're just... I didn't realise that snowboarding was actually a Winter Olympic sport.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the snowboarding was straight up just X Games.
No, but yeah. Same rules apply with the Crew. If I see it for a tenner for the full version, maybe.
Yeah.
If I've got nothing else to play, we've still got two more conferences to go this week. 90 things are going to happen that are going to come out that are going to be played before Steep, I think. But
depends on what other DLC is coming or what games are coming out soon, because at the moment we haven't really seen it much for soon.
No.
We've seen a lot of end of the year, and we've seen a fair few spring next years.
Yeah, and end of the year's okay. Remembering, we're only a couple of weeks away from hitting the halfway point of the year.
True.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to do too bad. I think we're doing okay. So rolling on, we'll touch real quick on the last two games that we talked about. Obviously the first one was, as we expected it to be, was Far Cry 5.
Yeah. Mate. Which was a very short little...
It was a very short demo, which didn't actually... I thought it was actually going to be a gameplay demo. It turned out to be more like a gameplay trailer.
Yeah.
Which was a shame. So I'm hoping we'll get to see some more this week. But that looks like fun.
That dog looked awesome.
The dog looks awesome. I really like the idea of that. It just looks really good.
Be interested to see what the inevitable Far Cry expansion will be with this model. So, the Blood Dragon for 3, Primal for 4.
Yeah, we'll see. It could be good though. It looks like the base game. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like more fun than what the last two have been.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that it's pissed off an awful lot of angry white people on Twitter, because that just makes me giggle. But I'll buy it twice for that. But I think Far Cry 5 probably for the first time since 3. I bought 3 on release day.
You got 4 for free because you bought the season pass.
Yeah, Unity. I got 4 for free. But I didn't buy Primal. I still haven't played Primal. So 5 I think will possibly be a day 1 buy. Depends on, obviously, because we're then talking about that kind of weird area of games coming out just before the 1X. So it depends on what these games are going to do once the 1X comes out. So
if it has a 4K update, then it will sell a lot more games.
Yeah.
Copies. Because people will purposefully not buy games if they don't have the 4K update.
Yep.
Or the better with the power of the cloud.
The power of the cloud.
Or the power of Grayskull. I mean, 4K. Scorpio engine.
Yeah.
The Scorpio processor.
Yeah.
At least they kept Scorpio somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's not going to be a 4K ready game, then it's going to get skipped by a lot of gamers.
Yeah.
Because us gamers are a fickle bunch. And if you're not giving us the best tech available to us, then we're not really interested.
Yeah, I'm not sure Far Cry would suffer too heavily from that. Because Far Cry, even when they've been average games, they've always been fun.
Well, this one's going to sell based on the fact that it's pissing people off.
Well, yeah, I think it
so
is.
So people will buy it to never play it. Just to piss off people.
But I think it will be a really, really fun game, and I think it will sell on being fun. I reckon, you know, out here prediction, I do think it's going to be a solid 9 out of 10 game without a problem.
I'm interested in the villain because Far Cry have paved their way with some good villains in the past.
Yeah, they have.
So that could be a fun one.
And then they rolled out one that a lot of people really wanted, a lot of people hoped would be there, and I'm not sure anybody actually thought it would be. But they've formally announced. They've said, you know, they've announced Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yeah.
And given us a pre-rendered trailer for Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is going to be a prequel to Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, that's why it's kind of a bit weird.
It's weird for it to be set beforehand and be called 2.
Yeah.
But I suppose, I don't know, I'm not even going to try and figure out the logic to it. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is coming out and it looks really cool. It's been a long time since I've played Beyond Good and Evil, though.
Well, the thing is that Beyond Good and Evil 2 has been announced as being made for such a goddamn fucking long time.
Oh, yeah. They had, I think it was about 8 years ago, they trailered it before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's still the possibility that we get 8 years down the line and it still hasn't come out, but I would say, yeah.
We could have a, what was Prey 2?
Yeah,
maybe. Prey 2 announced one E3, and then several years later, nothing more about it, and then we suddenly get a new Prey that's completely different to the other Prey.
Yeah, maybe.
So we might end up with Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is actually released as just Beyond Good and Evil, and they've just completely rebooted it.
Oh god, that would cause uproar. there would be actual riots outside Ubisoft, I reckon, if they'd done that.
Be hilarious, though.
But the guy seemed like genuinely emotional up on stage. I'm really happy to finally be up and showing it and talking about it. Although, I think it needs to be said, as a Fight Club super fan, to call your beta test program Space Monkeys, you need to fuck right off with that shit. Because no. Space Monkeys is Fight Club, motherfuckers. Think of a different name for your shit. But apart from that, which did, honestly, I yelled at the TV.
I imagine, I can certainly see you yelling at your TV.
But apart from that, Beyond Good and Evil 2 looks good.
Yeah.
Could be fun. But that was it. That was our surprise. And the biggest surprise for me, actually, is it's the first Tom Clancy free year I can think of in quite a while for E3.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a Tom Clancy free year since I started watching E3.
I suppose the disadvantage is that they've painted themselves into a corner, Tom Clancy-wise, because they've all of the Tom Clancy games that they make are either out currently and being worked on, or won't be getting a sequel anytime soon.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in pre-game shows hoping for a Splinter Cell announcement.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'd kill for a new Splinter Cell game, because we haven't played one. We haven't had one in a while.
No,
last gen even.
It was a good show, though. I thought it was fun. It was snappy. No messing around. It's a good conference overall.
Yeah,
just under an hour and 15 minutes. There was no fat to cut away. I thought it was really, really good.
It's the most impressed I've been at a Ubisoft conference, and it's the best conference so far. Because it wasn't the masturbatory tech special from Microsoft that we got. It wasn't the complete lackluster, this is what we're releasing from Bethesda. And I don't even remember what what happened on the first day.
It was EA.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
The less said about that, the better at this point. So that's us. That's the Ubisoft conference for 2017, and it is, as we talk, it's almost 11 o'clock, and we've got 3 hours until the Sony press conference.
Yeah, Sony.
Sony's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm putting money on Bloodborne 2 appearing.
I wonder what they're going to do this time after after Microsoft's Scorpio Xbox One X announcement, what's coming out of their camp.
PlayStation 5 Pro X.
The Pro S.
But yeah, so that's in a couple of hours. So I suppose I doubt anybody will listen to this before the Sony show happens, but just in case you do, because I'm going to try and be quick and get it up and running quickly. Follow us on Twitter at Character Unlock for, I think it's me live tweeting the Sony one, isn't it?
Yep.
And you hosting the Sony episode.
Yep.
Cool.
I'll try and remember to make notes.
All right, mate. I'll see you back here in, 4 hours?
See you in about 4 hours.
Character Unlock was presented by Andrew Brooker and John Miller, with music provided with permission from Miracle of Sound from the track A Dog's Life. Character Unlock is recorded for Failed Critics and is a part of the Failed Media network of podcasts, along with Field and Mullinger's Underground Nights and the Failed Critics Film Podcast. And you can check us out at failedcritics.com or find us on Twitter at Character Unlock. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.